Five sexual predators arrested in West Texas border sector in 1 week. By Bob Price on April 12, 2022. Border Patrol agents along the southwest border with Mexico continue to stop dangerous previously deported criminal aliens from making their way back into the U.S. in the past week alone. Del Rio sector agents arrested five such criminal aliens with previous convictions for sex crimes. Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens tweeted this week about the arrest of a previously convicted sex offender. The Mexican national attempted to hide in a group of 15 migrants who illegally crossed the border on April 5. The man identified by CBP officials as Inariu Santa Maria Vasquez has a 2009 conviction from a court in Indiana for sexual misconduct with a minor. Eagle Pass North agents encountered a group of 15 subjects. Among them, this Mexican national with a prior conviction of sexual misconduct with a minor. This was the fourth predator caught last week by Del Rio Sector. Read more, pic.twitter.com/SN1ACFI5Y. Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens, at U.S. Beep Chief Drit, April 11, 2022. Earlier that day, Carrizo Springs Station agents arrested another group of seven migrants attempting to sneak into the U.S. interior. During processing, agents identified a Guatemalan national, Selvin Danilo Chacoch Bozdoc, as a criminal alien with a conviction in Washington State for forcible sex abuse in the third degree from 2018. Carrizo Springs agents apprehended a group of seven subjects. Record checks revealed that this Guatemalan national was previously convicted of forcible sex abuse in the third degree out of Washington. Another criminal kept off our streets. Read more, pic.twitter.com/MX3LLF5OMD. Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens, at U.S. Beep Chief Drit, April 11, 2022. Arrests like these highlight the importance of border security and what it means for American citizens, Chief Owens said in a written statement. Border Patrol agents stand between good people and those who would do them harm. No matter the circumstances, they remain dedicated to keeping criminals like these out of the country and out of your communities. On April 9, Chief Owens reported that the Mexican government extradited Braulio Davila and turned them over to agents from the Del Rio Sector Foreign Operations Branch. Davila, a sex offender, has an active warrant out of Pecos County, Texas. Binational partnership at work. The Del Rio Sector Foreign Operations Branch coordinated with the government of Mexico to extradite Braulio Davila, a sex offender with an active warrant out today Pecos County. There should be no place for criminals like this to hide from justice. pic.twitter.com/6STFR43W80. Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens, at U.S. Beep Chief Drit, April 9, 2022. Shortly after midnight on the morning of April 4, Eagle Pass Station agents apprehended a group of three migrants who had just crossed the border into Texas. During a records check, agents identified a Guatemalan man, Delfidio Escobar Guzman, 43, as a convicted sex offender. A Colorado court convicted the man for a sex offense in the fourth degree. 2 days earlier, Brackettville Station agents found a group of nine migrants attempting to sneak around the immigration checkpoint by trespassing on a ranch. During processing, agents identified a Mexican national, Isais Hernandez Yulin, 38, as a criminal alien with a conviction from a North Carolina court for felony indecency with a child. So far this fiscal year, which began on October 1, 2021, Del Rio sector agents arrested more than 660 criminal aliens, officials stated. The previously deported criminal aliens face prosecution from the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas for illegal reentry after removal as a sex offender. If convicted, each face up to 20 years in federal prison. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pix and Facebook.